As we enter the meeting chamber of light, take a moment, look around at how it has changed. Joan, John, and I are taking our seats. Find your seat, and as you settle, begin to orient from the perspective of where you are seated. When the non-physical members of the council join us later, they will fill all the remaining sections of the chamber. Remember, every aspect of this luminous light temple remains pure, crystalline light. Notice where the 12 crystalline columns are placed. They are encircling the entire gallery of seating. They are not activated at this moment. So this change in the seating is very, very significant. We are no longer here only to receive. Each and every one of us is a working member of this council. We are the human component, and we are not separate from the broader council. One of the purposes of the change in the seating is to deeply imprint our understanding that we are a member of this council. So each time we gather here and you take your place, you will be reminded of this. For the sake of clarity, as we move forward, the council and the beings of light will be referred to as the non-physical members. You have been encouraged since last year and in the first sessions of this year to become aware of yourself within this cosmic temple of light. The purpose for that was to begin preparing all of us for the changes that are now occurring. We are all required to level up even more. At this juncture, it is not a request. It is imperative in order for the council to fulfill their commitment to us and ours to them. The non-physical members of the council understand that we will require time to acclimate to the changes that will be implemented beginning today. In one of the communications we received from the non-physical members in this past week was that they are not confined to a date on our calendar. As you know, the original commitment was for 3 years for this series. However, be advised that 2024 may flow into early 2025 in order to complete the series. Joan and I have agreed with that, as there is so much yet to be accomplished. And she and I have been feeling the pressure of working on a specific timeline to complete the series by December of next year. But by making this a bit more open-ended, it will be helpful to us and all of you too, we believe. So even though this gives us more space to maneuver in, there is still a lot that will be compressed into this more fluid timeline. because of all the changes that are being set in place today. If you have not already covered your camera, please do so now. Going forward, in all future sessions, once we move beyond greeting each other and saying our hellos, in the beginning, we will all cover our cameras. If you have not covered your camera, please do so now. And this will serve to help eliminate distractions as we all learn to hold the awareness of ourselves within this light chamber and in this new configuration. So take a breath. Let us take another moment for all of us to become aware of ourselves sitting together in our new section, in this new seating arrangement. So looking around, who is sitting next to you? Who is in front of you? Who is sitting behind you? Taking in another deep breath, be aware of the calm in the center of your being. Being very focused and aware now, allow yourself to feel the shift that is occurring within this chamber. Allow yourself to receive the energetics and energy signature of the entirety of the Council of 12. Now flowing in on their energetic waves of light, entering the chamber from above you and every direction around you. Their light completely fills this chamber as they take their place beside you. To give us the opportunity to learn to distinguish and recognize their energy signature in this way, they will enter in this manner for a period of time going forward. Now place your attention on the section directly across the floor from us. Positioned here are the Council of Elders from Sirius, Arcturus, the Pleiades, and the equivalent from Andromeda. And if you recall from the conference, the Elder Council from Lyra is also present. Allow yourself to feel the presence and the multiple energetic streams of consciousness emitting from these honored elders as we acknowledge them and they us. So turn your attention and acknowledgement to the non-physical members of the council who are sitting behind us in our section. Now to those in the sections to your right. And to those to your left. Take in another breath. Be in gratitude . So there are some things that the non-physical members of the council want us to know and remember. So beginning with this communication, start becoming aware of the energetic streaming to you with every transmission that takes place within the sanctuary. So let's discuss streams of consciousness. You, of course, have your individual stream of consciousness. This Ascending Masters of Light community has a stream of consciousness as a collective. As a member of the collective, that is the Council of 12, that is another stream of consciousness you participate in. You're also members of one or more of these 12 streams of consciousness. Each of us are moving in and out of multiple streams of consciousness simultaneously. Now hold that awareness as we continue. Now let's talk about and add to that prime directives. You have your prime directive as a spirit and a soul. The Ascending Masters of Light Collective has a prime directive. The Council of 12 has a prime directive. The Council of 12 has a prime directive with our Ascending Masters of Light community, and we with them. And each of the 12 streams of the Council have a prime directive. So in this present moment, all of the multiple streams of consciousness and all the multiple states of consciousness of the prime directives are now active in your field and will remain active throughout today's session. All of these streams and states of consciousness are available to us as we learn to utilize them. And as we consciously begin using them, our unified field expands even more. Now listen carefully here. Neither the many streams of consciousness of the Council nor the multiple states of the prime directives merge into one. They become coherent in a unified state. What is now beginning to occur in your fields through this transmission is that these many streams of consciousness begin to weave together, but they maintain their singularity. The same thing is occurring with the multiple states of the prime directives. They are interwoven. They become entwined, but you maintain your singular prime directive as the soul spirit you are. We hope you now have a better understanding of why the Council requested the presentations on singularity and entanglement. Are you now beginning to realize how multi-layered, multi-dimensional, and expansive you truly are?